Also known as Catch Me Outside. How about that? Don't worry, it's almost over. This book is great, though. You'd think if you got this far, you'd get a prize. But you don't really. But you get this shit ending, which is a pretty good bonus. This is like an op-ed piece. This last story is about a little run-in I had with an internet celeb. I saved it for last because I think it encapsulates the point I've been trying to make about me not knowing what's going on anymore and how that's become such a hassle and burden to everyone in my life because I'm lame. I'll back up a bit. You may not know this because it was before your time, but not everyone used to be famous. Not everyone you met had a blue check mark, 100,000 followers, and sold teeth whitener on their Instagram. It used to be there were two ways a person could become famous. One, you were a movie star, rock star, president, or athlete. Or two, you assassinated one of the above. These were the only ways. And if you wanted to be famous, you had to pick one. Unless you're OJ and you pick two. Do I need to say allegedly? Not anymore, right? Obviously, social media has changed what it means to be a celebrity. Nowadays with the internet, pretty much, whoa, Vicky, anybody can become famous on their own, little Tay, and overnight without any discernible talent to speak of. And that's okay. I get it. I mean, I get it kind of. Couple months ago, I go out with a friend. We're grabbing a bite to eat. We still do that. I'm man of the people. I'm with my friend. He looks across the room and he goes, "There's the Catch Me Outside girl," which at that point was her official name. You've heard of her, Catch Me Outside. She was on Dr. Phil. She was like fighting with her mom and screaming at the crowd and saying she's going to beat everyone up. Basically a girl with an attitude. Basically a juvenile delinquent, we would have said at my school. She got so pissy with someone in the crowd because they dared ask her about her coolness factor, so she started yelling, "Catch me outside, how about that? Catch me outside, how about that?" That's how she clarifies by saying it again a way no one can understand it. So she challenged them to a fight in that weird accent. It still boggles historians, no one knows where she's from. But her mom was sitting there trying to translate everything she said, so she's actually going, "She means, let's all go outside and she'll beat you up." I think because the mom had heard that phrase and gone outside and been beat up by her. So, you know, this chick's like a tough street chick. She's got huge boobs, she's like 11. That's her brand, right? Anyway, the clip of this went viral. It became a meme, blah, blah, we all know it. So my friend goes, "That'll be funny, I want to get a picture with her." He says, "If you go with me, she'll do it, you know, because she'll know you from whatever, and her bodyguard and her mom will, and then she'll be nice." And I go, "All right, I'll get one too, it'll be funny." So we go say hi to them, it's her mom and her bodyguard. I thought she was like 35, meanwhile she's, I think, 13 at this time, maybe 14. And they were perfectly nice, they know Joe Dirt, we talk, we get a picture, fine, we leave. A couple days later, I'm in my house, and I see that picture of the girl, and I go, maybe I should post this. Because people might remember that girl from Dr. Phil, they'll think it's funny. So I post it in the caption something like, "I caught this girl inside." You know, sort of funny, 6 out of 10. Not my best work. But then, I thought, well, should I give her a little slam-a-rooney, like, make fun of her a little bit? I mean, she didn't really do anything wrong, but if I gave her a little hit, it's not like I'm saying something about Beyonce, you know? I'll just be a dick, and that's my brand. How? So I go, "Hey, how about this?" And then I add the little at symbol to her handle. I thought her name was Bad Barbie. So I go, "Bad Barbie Buggy Bumpers is slightly underwhelmed to meet me." And here's where I hit her a little bit. I go, "Unfortunately, she stopped being famous 5 minutes before this picture was taken." Ha ha ha. So I post it. Now let's say my average post on Instagram at that time got 20,000 likes over its lifetime. Could be a couple thousand, plus or minus, whatever. Within 20 minutes, I look at my phone, it says 30,000 likes. I go, "What the fuck's going on?" I shake my phone. Is this thing busted? I look at the photo, it's blowing up, and there's so many comments. And there's fights in the comments, because I made fun of her. So her fans are fighting against my fans. And they're like, "Fuck you, who are you, who's he, who are you?" And my fans like, "She doesn't do anything." They're like, "He doesn't do anything." Oh my God, I stirred up her bees and they were buzzing and they were stinging me. I'm like, huh? This girl has fans? Now I'm getting scared. Because they're really coming at me. And it's like ugly, racist, violent, crazy shit. And my fans at this point now are just laying down and taking it. They're like, "I'm out. I think I'm a fan of yours, but I'm not fighting these kids." So the next day, it hasn't even slowed down. Now we're up to like 200,000 likes, 15,000 comments. Then she puts, no lie, I thought this guy was my waiter. Now that's kind of funny. Fine. I don't know if her team needed 48 hours to come up with it, but you know, good. I laughed. All good. We're even. Then it goes to a whole nother level. Blowing up. Out of hand. Shitstorm. It's a complete bloodbath. Now websites are writing about it. Like we're two rappers beefing. Meanwhile, I'm like, people are going, she's more famous than you. And I go, okay. Then I look at her account. She has 10 million followers. I go, oh, well, I guess she's only more famous if you go by facts. At this point, I'm obviously losing. So I back out. I don't fight back. I don't say anything mean about her because she's 14. What am I doing? Let me tell you, it didn't just go away. It got to 440,000 likes, 30,000 comments. One thing I did realize, my fans are a bunch of pussies. The other thing I realized, once again, is that there's a whole world out there that I now do not know about. I'm in the world and I'm living in it, but I'm very oblivious to a lot of it. It's like one day I woke up and everything looked the same, but it's different. When I was growing up, the people you looked up to had a tangible talent, where you could at least see what they were doing, even if you didn't like it or like them. But someone like this girl, or, you know, Little Tay, or Whoa Vicky, I mean, it's like Madonna. I mean, they're bigger than Madonna if you go by facts. I mean, Madonna didn't have an Instagram back then, but this is a way to gauge who's popular. Now, you know, Danielle, who's the Catch Me Outside girl, she has 14 million Instagram followers now. This is so much. And these other ones, I think everyone just throws shit against the wall and sees what sticks. But the people that really get into those people really get into it. So that's a new generation. So who am I to say that's less important than the people I looked up to? I mean, if I liked an astronaut, doesn't mean they're that interesting to these kids. You know, they like craziness and they like excitement and fun and friction and whatever these people bring. So I can't say it's right or wrong. I think it's wrong, but I don't, you know, it doesn't mean it is. I mean, Madonna, people thought she was horrible at the beginning. She can't sing. She's ghetto. She does this. She can't dance, whatever. Meanwhile, she's the biggest star in the world. So you just never know. I grew up liking Pacino and De Niro and Gene Hackman and great athletes and people with major talent, great achievements. Now the yodeling kid at Walmart is the new Clint Eastwood. I mean, what the fuck? I don't really get it, but I don't really need to get it. It's going to happen either way. I guess we all just have to sit back and enjoy the ride. Or not enjoy it. Or bitch about it for the rest of our lives. I'll take that one. Well, that's the end, guys. It flew by in 6 hours. That was really 6 hours? I wasted 6 hours of my life? Holy shit. Thanks for listening. And, you know, sometimes you got to play it again. And then you get the minutia, the subtext, the details. My audiobooks are very thinky. It's not your fault. You won't get it the first time. It's like hearing Yanni, Yanni. And the second time you hear it, you hear Laurel, Laurel. Here's my outtakes from the book. You never would think I'd fuck it up, but I do. Stay close. Buckle up. They're marginally funny. And then there's Art Basel in Miami, whatever the fuck. Art Basel is like this fancy art fair in Miami. By the way, someone told me there's Art Basel and I don't care. Because I say basil because I have a fondness for all the spices. And even if it's basil, if they told me it was basil, I would hate them even more. Because they're like, it's the Cannes Film Festival and the Art Basel's Film Festival. And the Cannes Film Festival, I go, I think that's the same one as the first one. People come up to me every day and they go, you're so great, blah, 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 you're a genius, blah, 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 you know so many celebrities, blah, blah, blah. You're a super talent, blah, blah. You'd think that would be the blah, blah, blah part, but I say blah, 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 and then I add the part I want everyone to see. Like if I meet a girl, I go, oh my God, people are coming up to me going, oh... That's a girl said that to me once, and that's why I said that, because she goes, oh my God, you're so pretty, blah, blah, blah. You're such a good actress, blah, blah, blah. You're so pretty in person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what was the blah, blah, blah part? You're saying the most crucial things you want people to hear. That could easily be the blah, blah, blah. And then you could say, they were like, oh, I have to go to the store, blah, blah, blah. You know, but they say, you know, you get what I'm saying. It's seriously like the Hulk. Like, you think they're going to come. I just saw Avengers, and the Hulk doesn't get hulky all the time. It's exactly the same thing. He's like, what's the problem? I've been guilty of the point at the poster and go, Huey Lewis, there's my buddy. That dude just appeared twice in this one chapter. He wasn't even supposed to. I don't like going into it. Fuck! Are they going to get the subtext and the layers? I don't think so. I think smart people will. I think most of our country, no offense, would not. And that's a little dangerous. But that's my opinion. I don't give a fuck. Do your videos. Sing your songs. Do your movies. But on my tiny opinion in my own head, which I would never tell people, that would be it. So now I'm only telling every single person that buys this book. So don't tell anyone else. This stays here, guys. Crossing my legs, everyone. Close your ears. I know it's like a sonic boom out there. Okay, scratching my hair. Oh. Okay. That was a fatty. How does it feel? Feeling like you do. How does it feel? Tell me how does it feel? Thirstily, thirstily. That's funny.
This has been an Audible Originals production of A Polaroid Guy in a Snapchat World, written and performed by David Spade. Executive producers, Kristen Lang and Mike Charzik. Producers, Stefan Rudnicki and Kat Lambrix. Directed by Cassandra DeCure. Editorial director, Andrew Eisenman. Edited by Sarah Kosa. Mixed and mastered by Brett Lubansky. Copyright 2018 by David Spade. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.